USA News. I'm John Schaefer. It is another rough day for air travel with 1,500 cancellations and more than 3,300 delayed flights. The TSA's Patty Mancha says travelers around the holiday weekend should pack some patience.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. If you're traveling early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
She says travelers should verify their flights with their airline before they head to the airport. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is blanketing the Midwest once again. Millions of people in Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and elsewhere are dealing with unhealthy air quality. That smoke is expected to move east, hitting parts of western and central New York. President Biden is laying out how his policies to grow the economy from the middle out and bottom up are working.
This vision is a fundamental break from the economic theory that has failed America's middle class for decades now. It's called trickle-down economics.
Speaking in Chicago today, Biden claimed the U.S. now has the highest economic growth among world economies since the pandemic due to his administration's strategy. The Biden administration, he says, has prioritized investments in infrastructure and domestic manufacturing. The Federal Reserve says that all 23 major American banks passed a stress test, surviving a severe recession scenario. Despite a projected loss of nearly $550 billion, the banks maintained minimum capital levels and continued lending to consumers and businesses. An IRS whistleblower claims Hunter Biden received special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. IRS investigator Gary Shapley stated that the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was restricted from filing charges outside of Delaware and lacked complete control over the case. Shapley believes that anyone else would have faced felony charges. The DOJ contends that the leading U.S. attorney had complete authority. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
President Biden's recent verbal gaffe is raising some eyebrows. During an interaction with reporters outside the White House this morning, Biden mistakenly asserted that Russian President Vladimir Putin is losing the war in Iraq instead of referring to the situation in Ukraine.
It's hard to tell, but he's clearly losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home.
It has been reported that the president made a similar error during a campaign reception in Maryland on Tuesday. Americans' perceptions of the pandemic are shifting, with 64% now considering it to be over. That's compared to 49% back in February. However, fewer than half believe their lives have returned to pre-pandemic normalcy. About 40% doubt their lives will ever fully return to what they were before. Florida is planning to build the world's largest gas station.
The new Buc-ee's location in Marion County will have more than 700 parking spots and 120 gas pumps. The 80,000-square-foot travel center is expected to open in 2025 near I-75, just north of Ocala. Currently, the country's biggest Buc-ee's is in Tennessee after holding its grand opening earlier this week. I'm Rick Hoschel.
Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey appeared in a London courtroom today. He's facing multiple allegations of sexual assault. Those charges relate to accusations of sex offenses against four men spanning from 2001 to 2013. The 63-year-old has pleaded not guilty to all the charges. His trial is expected to last for 4 weeks. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.